This is Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, Posuk Hey. Samchuni bo ashishois. I guess support me with delicacies. He says it's dainty cakes. Rapiduni batapuchim. Refresh my bed with apples. I guess the you know, sleep on the apples, you probably smell the apples, right? Ki choylas ahavo oni, because I am lovesick. Choylas, I have the sickness of love. Rashi, samchuni ato, kemidas hachoylim ba'ashishe anovim o ba'ashishois soiles nikiyo. As this is the way you treat sick people, right? To support them, to help them, with grapes or I guess bashishe anovim. See, that means grapes or wine. I don't know. And bashisha soiles nikiya, and some kind of cakes of pure flour. And so this is I guess choylim have to have a very special diet. You know, like I remember once a pregnant woman, they had to get her fresh goat's milk every day. She couldn't drink the regular milk. They had to get fresh eggs that were laid just that day. Everybody has their, you know, so a sick person, they have hospitals have staffs of dietitians, because, you know, everything in diet is very significant. So like a sick person says, give me this type of refuah, rapiduni, rapdu refidosi svivoisai, I guess around my bed, to put tapuchim lereach toiv for their good fragrance, kederach acholim. Also, that was one of the way they treated people, that they gave them maybe the good smell, like changed their moods. Maybe a lot of illnesses can the mood that a person has. They say it's true. You know, the mood, the matzav ruach that a person has can have a very direct hashpah on the. I knew in L.A. Norman Cousins. He wrote this book wrote that book. Yeah, he wrote that book, Anatomy of an Illness. He told me, I knew him when he was an old man and he was healthy, and he was deathly ill, and he spent a year just lying in bed, watching Abbott and Costello movies and laughing. You hear? Just
laughter is the best medicine.
Just laughing, and every time he would see somebody tell me a joke, and laughing, and he cured himself of what they felt was a disease that he wasn't going to get out of.
Right.
And he told me that years later he was appointed to a position in UCLA Med School, doing research on the power of positive emotions, the effects of positive emotions on the immune system. And he documented, I guess they knew that negative emotions depress the immune system. And he came out this, I don't know if it was a discovery or he proved it, or, you know, further validation of that thesis, that positive emotions strengthen the immune system. So here's what we're doing. We have a sick person, we're strengthening. But ki choylas ava oni, so what does Rashi say? I'm sick with this love sickness. Ki choyla ani la avose, I am sick for his love. Because I thirst for him here in my golus. And then he says, "Rafida's a lotion matzohi, like a bed, a couch that's spread out. Yirpad chorutz aleitit." Okay, so it's like some type of a he lies on the rocks or something. I don't know. Anyway, so, but here we see the Klal Yisrael is speaking and saying that choyla ani lahavos. I'm sick for his love. Kitzomesi loy poy begolusi, because I thirst for him here in my exile. So now, what exactly does that mean? So all of this is basically the Klal Yisrael is saying, cheer me up. You know, give me the beautiful fragrance of these, the tapuchim and the ashishois, because choylas ava oni. I'm sick with this love sickness. I am choylel avosei. Why am I choylel avosei? Kitzo meisi loy poibinolusi. I'm so thirsty that the thirst makes me sick. In other words, he's describing, Rashi here, the love sickness. What is the love sickness? The love sickness is such that I'm so thirsting for him. In other words, so meisi loy poibagolusi. In other words, I want to reunite with him. I want to reunite with him. He sent me into Golus. True that I sinned and I deserved it, but I'm in Golus, I'm far away. Hashem is only with us behester ponim. We don't see the Gilui Shechino, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Mokom HaShoras HaShechino, where we feel that ultimate direct connection. So I'm so mesi, I'm thirsting for that closeness to Hashem, and that is the sickness. That's why I'm sick. I became sick, craving the love of Hashem. That seems to be the pshat. So here is a very interesting thing, though, because if you look around the Golus, Klal Yisrael in the Golus is not exactly behaving in its best form. Because if it would be behaving in its best form, it would no longer be in the Golus. We're still in Golus because we haven't corrected that which caused the Golus in the first place. And when we correct that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to bring about the Yeshua. So the Torah says we're not in such a good matzav, and we're still doing the same kind of stuff that we did on one level or another that brought about the Churban in the first place. Yet, despite all that, and at the same time as all that is going on, something else is also going on. I'm not behaving properly, that's true. It hasn't yet extended to the level that it changed my whole behavior. But I'm still thirsting for that. Ad kedei kach, that I become sick with his, I'm sick for that love. I want it, I crave it, I need it. It makes me sick that I'm missing it. I used to tell a group of sick people who were sick with a addiction to drugs, and I would tell them, you guys, you want to get high? Why do you think you want to get high? You want to come close to Hashem. That's really what it is. That's why it's getting high. You know, they get into this euphoric state, and you think, ooh, yeah, like, I mean, the truth of the matter is it's probably a subconscious motivation. Most of these guys, if you'll ask them, why are you smoking? They're not going to say, because they want to be close to Hashem. But subconsciously, that's there. We crave that. We're sick. So meisi loy poi begolusi.
Pretty much simpler. Can't you be like there's like not interested in reality?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But I believe based on this, that this is what's going on, because he says the Klal Yisrael, despite its lack of commitment and allegiance to Hashem, is tsoma, is thirsting for him, and to the extent that we become sick from that thirst. We become so thirsty that I get sick because I crave that. Now, to me, I find that very important on another level, because if a person would realize that deep down, that's what he's craving, that Shlema HaMelech, the Chochom Mikolodim, the Novi Hashem, who was misnabed in the future generations and said that's what it's going to look like. So if that's the case, then if I can inform you that, hey, you know something? You have this sickness inside. You know, we're into today, you hear them advertising all the time, diagnosis. What's it called? The Princeton Longevity Center? Did you ever hear that ad? That Princeton, they're going to do a whole...
Oh, 5 hours.
What? Yeah, not just 5 minutes, you know. No, that's a different doctor. That's a different doctor. Yeah? So, but they love you, go a whole day, they check everything, they test everything, they test. People want to make sure that they don't have anything inside. I'm telling you, Rabbi, say Shlomo HaMelech told us that we have this tzimoin, this thirst to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the extent that it's making us sick. And if we don't realize it, then we should know that it exists, and therefore we should take some medication which can heal this sickness. If that craving is really there, we should heal the sickness, and the medication, of course, is to come closer to Hashem. And therefore, people who don't realize it should be alerted that, hey, you have a... There's something going on inside that you're unaware of, and it's leading to, or it's part of a sickness, and you can do something about it. Let's maybe see if we can have one more pause very quickly. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. Let's see Rashi. Bamidbar. This was in the Midbar it's referring to. V'mino tekapein is there. Derech shloishes yomim noisei alosur lehmenucha. He traveled 3 days to find a place for them to rest. V'mokom hamenucha. Moirid lehem min hasmon uslov. And he found them a place of menucha. And there he gave them the mon and the slov, the birds that came down, the food for the meat. Kol zani zecheres atu begolusi. I remember all this in my golus. V'choylo la'avosoi. And I'm sick for that love. It's the memories of the past that bring forth, I guess, to a conscious level, or maybe the subconscious memories bring this further up in the subconscious mind, maybe, I don't know how close, or to the top, and that I remember all of that, and look at the way he treated me. But if you look at the imagery in the pasuk, it's very, very, I mean, I don't want to be too graphic about the image, but look what he's saying. Imagine, this is the chosen to the kala. This is the husband to the wife. Yeah, his left hand is under her head as he caresses her with the right hand. This is a expression of physical expression of love. That's the expression that Shlomo HaMelech uses to express the love that Klal Yisrael has. Yeah. I feel, I think back, and I feel as if Hashem has the left hand under my head and he's caressing me with the right hand. And that's those memories bring back such a sense of closeness, such a sense of, I guess that's intimacy, such a sense of connection that, you know, and a total involvement, you know, Reishi, Yominoi, Smoiloi, you know, Techapkeini. This is the kind of feeling that we could feel with Hashem. And again, Shlomo HaMelech is telling us that these feelings are real, that when we do remember, we can remember. Kol ze ani zoicheres, he says, she's saying, I remember. That means this memory is there. And this memory is the cause of the Chodesh Ahava. Why do I want to be so close again? Why do I want that connection with him? Because I remember what it was. And deep down, we have that memory of the past. I believe, and I say this all the time, where Rashi said we learn to be called, it's kitoim dodecha miyayim, we call mishte yayim v'simcha, that I believe that what Rashi says over there is that this is the reason that we can enjoy the mishte yayim v'simcha, because we're comparing it to a memory which is far greater than anything that than anything that we could possibly experience in physical pleasure today. Therefore, the Jew, I believe, the Jew has a harder time enjoying the material existence and the physical pleasures of life than a non-Jew. Because a non-Jew doesn't have such memories to compete with. You know, what's the biggest fun that he ever had? Okay, so now we can have more fun. But if you have a memory of Mount Sinai, and of the Mishkan, and of the Midbar, the Mon, and the Slav, and the memory of the Mon and the Slav comes across as if Smoiloi Tachas Reishi V'Minoi Techapkeini. That's hard to compete with. Take all your Yai and Mishta V'Simcha, and you're going to feel like that memory can make you feel. Rabbi, I want to